Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
You did it again.
I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler. You took your giant breath before you started. It's so funny.
Shut up. It's just how I breathe, Tyler.
Welcome to True Fitness Academy.
It's so I can get it out in one breath.
It's so funny.
Good. I'm glad you enjoy it.
It makes me smile.
Good. That's always good.
I think so.
You smile. How are you feeling? Back up to 95%?
Oh, I'm saying solid 98.
Yeah.
I still cough.
Yeah.
And I still, I'm at the final stages of mucus leaving my body.
Mm.
And the occasional... I had a solid snot rocket this morning.
Nice.
I know that's a lot of information.
Yeah.
But in the shower,
just send it
hit
out.
One nose, just
right
flushed right out.
Wow.
Great.
I'm impressed.
I was too, to be honest with you. I looked down at that, I was like, why that didn't get on me?
Yeah.
And I watched it float to the drain.
Nice.
And so, yeah, I'm 98.
98%? Good.
Yeah. I've got these random coughs.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. So, nothing interesting really going on in my life, I don't think. Nothing podcast worthy.
No.
It's
a pretty boring day.
Yes.
Low key.
Very low key day.
Touche.
I'm going to a gym on Wednesday. I'm going to go talk to them to work at their facility.
What gym?
Somewhere in Walnut Creek. It's either Walnut Creek Fitness or Forma Gym.
Okay.
I don't know. One of the two.
Sweet.
But yeah. Should be good.
Cool.
But until then, just, living the life in NorCal.
Living the dream.
Yep. Today we're talking about the Skechers Step Up shoe. Shape Up.
I wanted to call it Step Up. I was Googling Step Up, and I was getting,
Stepping Up to the Street?
Yeah, the Chaitin Tatum whatever movie and, clips, and I was like, what?
Wasn't my future wife in that?
No.
No?
She's in that cheerleading movie.
Got it.
I don't think that she... Yeah, no, she wasn't in that. I could be... No, I don't think I'm wrong. I don't think she was in that.
All right, well, regardless, we're talking about the shape-ups
yes,
today. We're also going to give you our personal pieces of equipment that we would get.
Were we only supposed to pick one?
I picked one.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure if you wanted me to do, a top five.
No, I
didn't. Good, because I only picked one as well.
Okay, good.
Because I figured, I'd researched everything else, and I researched for stuff for yesterday. I was like, I'm just going to do minimal today. I've already done everything
else.
I'm
okay with that, yeah.
I'm picking one item.
Good. We sent out our email to Tiffany, so hopefully she'll be getting back in touch with us so we can get her going. We decided that we're going to change our... newsletter prize.
Appreciation contest
to a month-long training session for two reasons. One, it's a lot easier for us. We don't have to deal with as many different people.
But in that, we get to be nicer to you.
Exactly. So, two,
so when you win, it's a better prize.
Exactly.
And it's more... We're thinking about it, and in that... We get to know you better with the month long. I feel like if it was the week, we would just kind of throw information at you. Peace out. Have a nice day.
Right. It'd be just, here's your workout. Here's your nutrition. Moving on.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now we get to at least have a relationship. We're going to start dating, if you may. We're going to be fitness dating.
Huh.
I don't know. I'm just making up stuff. I'm hyper.
Are you? I'm tired.
I know
I'm so tired.
I'm hyped. I'm hyped up. I've been reading all day. I'm studying for a cert that I'm going to be getting.
A cert?
A certification.
I like how you're already on the biz, Ty.
How do you like them apples?
You're snapping out the biz news.
And so, I've been sitting up. I knocked out four chapters today. And my mind is about to explode with knowledge.
With rainbows and puppies.
That too.
Yep. So, let's get to the shape-ups.
Shape-up.
Yeah. finishing that thought before on the newsletter. So we're excited for this. I think it's going to be a really cool thing.
I concur.
If you haven't already signed up, go subscribe to our newsletter. And
where would they do that, Keon?
TrueFitnessAcademy.com, top right.
Spectacular.
Corner. I'm going to put a little graphic there so that it's harder to miss. But I think it's just kind of boring. So I'll play around with that. It should look better in the coming week. And then subscribe on iTunes, still trying to beat Oprah.
I still have a pulse.
Good.
I was just I learned in one of the chapters today, it was like 8 pages about pulse and heart rate, and I know that I now have a pulse. I just checked it, everybody.
Good. I'm proud of you, Tyler. I'm proud you're not dead. So, apparently, Tyler met the Shape Up.
Oh, yes. In my...
marketing people. So tell me about that.
I met their street crew. And in that, the one guy claimed he was some marketing guy. I have a feeling he wasn't. Chatted up with these two guys. They were at a Nordstrom's. Time out. Keon's throwing up hand signals.
I realized that we know what the Shape Up is. We haven't really talked about what it is. So incorporate somewhere in your story.
I will. I will. So in my story, I was at Nordstrom's, and these two gentlemen, both of them not athletic. And I'm not saying that they needed to be like ripped.
Right.
But you looked at them, they had a solid 30 pounds to lose.
Were they wearing the Shape Up?
Yes, they were. The Shape Up is a shoe. It's like no other shoe. It looks like your normal gym shoe, but the sole of it is curved.
On the heel.
But it's not the heel in a sense of like a wedge shoe or a high heel. It's like almost a half an inch moved forward from where heel would be.
Exactly.
Is where the curve of this... sole is, and it rounds about so that your foot can easily rock.
Right.
And also, it is spongy.
Yes, very spongy.
Very spongy.
So, whole point, from what I've heard, is it's supposed to mimic walking in sand.
Yes, and I'll get to that.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's fine. No worries. So, these two gentlemen, I just was like, oh, we're going to talk about this, these two guys are here, I'll go chat up with these two fine-looking gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
They informed me that this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. They gave me a little pitch about how spectacular it is in helping posture, how it's going to make me... it's going to work my butt, my legs, my...
Core,
my...
back.
Butt, and everything else kind of thing.
Yeah.
Lower body-wise. And walking, and...
Well,
I was like, well, can I wear these working out?
Uh-huh.
Like, while lifting weights? And he's like, well, yeah, eventually you can. I was like, eventually? What do you mean? And he's like, oh, well, we like it if you pace out your usement of them. And I was like,
usement?
What? I was confused. And so, basically they want you to, like, work out the shoe.
Right.
So, like,
start
wear it for 20 minutes one day, then the next day, like, for 40 minutes, and then so on and so on. I didn't try it on because, to be honest with you, I really didn't care.
Right.
I was so not sold by these two guys that, yeah. But it's one of those shoes that...
looks dumb.
It looks very childish.
Uh-huh. It looks like it should have blinking lights on it.
Yeah.
And
it also comes across like it's a platform shoe.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a platform shoe that's not, because the sponge, it squishes down. So you literally stay roughly around the same height.
Right.
But it looks like it should give you 2 inches of height.
Right. When it doesn't.
So that was weird. So that's the shoe and its basics. So I went online today. And I was like, let's see what Skechers really claims this thing to do.
Okay.
So, they claim to do 6 things. And I thought it was entertaining because I wanted to know with each of these how they got to this was how, like, I wanted to figure out how they could claim this.
Right.
And I was looking for that information, and I could not find it on their website.
Good thing I did.
Yes. The claims are that it can build and tone muscles, back, abs, thighs, calves. It also can improve circulation. Which I was confused about.
Weird.
It helps burn calories. It will help in losing weight. Which I thought that was kind of like redundant.
Burn calories, lose weight, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you do one, you do the other.
Yeah.
Or vice, you know, like vice versa kind of thing.
Yeah.
Reduces cellulite, which then I also then kind of thought is semi
redundant yeah.
because it would then be a toned muscle reduces cellulite. And then the last one is it's good posture and helps you stand tall. And then, cause so I start looking through, like, they had all these testimonies, and I'm not going to believe the testimonies, because I know that Keon and I could do a testimony for them, and they could pay us $100, and I could be like, these are the greatest things since sliced bread. That, not an issue.
Exactly.
So then they had these studies, and they didn't show any of the data.
Oh.
They just said, like, here's the info kind of a thing. So, the average, after 6 weeks of doing this, I don't know if it was 100 people or two people.
Is it the, their?
Theirs.
It was participants.
The 6 week study?
Yeah. I think it was a 6 weeker.
The 6 week study?
Yes, 6 week study.
How many people?
I think it was eight.
Eight?
Yep, eight women. Yep, huge population.
They did it to eight women. Spectacular. The average weight loss between these three, these eight women in the study was 3.25 pounds.
That's okay.
You and I have the same study.
Exactly. We have the same
spectacular
study.
The average body fat loss was 1.125%, which I thought was interesting because being a marketing major, I know how to skew results.
Uh-huh.
And it's entertaining because visually, if you see 1.125, it seems like it's a lot bigger, but really that's just 1.1.
Yeah.
Like that's...
That really is just 1.1.
Yeah. It's 1.1. Like, if you round that off any way you look at it, it's 1.1. But if you start adding more and more digits to it, it makes it look...
Because the funny thing is, in the raw data, they only go out two decimal points.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. They don't take it out to the third.
Yeah, they took it out to the third on the internet.
Yep.
And then...
Well, I mean... And with the end result, yeah, but on the, you know, just the regular data.
And this was where I wanted to know, because I know how they would test weight loss and body fat loss.
Mm-hmm.
I get how they would test that. They also then throw out that the average glute strength
increases
by 41%, and the average lower back endurance increases by 37%.
Uh-huh.
And I want to know how they tested that.
You want me to tell you?
I would love to.
I have it right in front of me.
Please tell me.
So, the test was a glute strength assessment using dynamic supine single leg floor bridge. So, I'll read the whole paragraph to you. The participant is instructed to perform as many reps on each side as they can until failure. Each rep is observed to make sure the participant does not come to complete rest at the bottom and clears the height of the opposite thigh at the top. Failure is recorded when the participant cannot bring the active thigh parallel to the static thigh, or the participant comes to a rest on the floor. Yeah. Okay. So you're lying on your back, and one leg bridges up to the other leg. You know, that's about it. And then for the low back endurance, all you do is you hang off, you know, like a massage table, and then someone holds your legs, and then you bring yourself up to a straight line, and you hold that for as long as you can.
So they do a hyperextensive.
They go just their extension. They don't go into hyperextension.
They just do extensions.
Yeah, exactly. Just back extension, and you hold it for as long as you can, so it's static. That's how they measured those two, and it's interesting because from what the data I see is one like it went up a lot as far as low back endurance, like almost 40%. What my question is, because they said that no one's like. In this study, you're not supposed to start a new exercise program or diet program, but it's hard for me to believe that this would increase your low back endurance and your butt strength by 37 and 53% respectively.
I can, but this is why. I have found that a lot of women have ridiculous calves. Why? because they wear high heels.
True.
So that's where I think the strength and endurance comes in, is because it's a different shoe type.
Right.
Like, you're walking around now with these five fingers shoes on. You have to get adjusted to that. So that's going to work different muscles and stuff that you don't normally using when you throw on your New Balances or your Reef sandals.
Right.
Or Rainbows. I think you like Rainbows.
Well, I do like Rainbows, but I'm wearing Margaritavilles.
Oh, okay. So, with that, each shoe is going to work a different, theoretically, a muscle.
Absolutely.
And aspect. So that's where I think it's just interesting how drastic it is.
Like you were saying with the high heel, a high heel puts you in plantar flexion, which is a pointed toe. Uh-huh. These put you in dorsiflexion, which is a raised toe.
Yeah.
Right? And so, which is actually good, because you're supposed to have at least 10 degrees of dorsiflexion with a neutral ankle to have, otherwise you're going to see knee issues or hip issues, right? Most people don't have that 10 degree dorsiflexion. So that's the one thing I really do like about this. It forces you to work the front of your shin and put you in greater range of motion. Because high heels are one of the worst things for you.
I love them.
I love them.
They're so sexy.
They are, but terrible, terrible for you.
That's why you'll have to wear them on the date with me for 2 hours. Yeah, dates only last 2 hours with Tyler because I get bored.
The funny thing is, though, because the shoes I'm wearing, the Vibrams...
Oh, I you're going to talk about your Margaritaville sandals.
No, I'm talking about my five fingers.
Okay.
They go on the exact opposite premise as the... Shape-ups.
They're shape-ups. Step-ups.
So the shape-up believes... Like, here's what they believe. We live and walk in a modern world of flat, hard, and predictable surfaces, one that never challenges the balance and stability mechanisms of our feet, hips, and lower back. Because of this, it has been suggested that our postural muscles, from the feet up through the hips, lower back, become weak or deconditioned. This hard and unforgiving surface also can create daily stress in the joints in our feet, legs, and spine. And then they go on to the description of the shoe, which... That paragraph, that's the abstract for the study, is total bullcrap. Our body was designed to work with hard surfaces, like rocks, dirt,
ground.
Like, we've been walking barefoot or in, like, leather shoes much longer than we've been paving the surface.
And just in general, I always think it's funny when people are like, oh, go run on the beach. That's still hard. Like, you sink a little bit, but you're eventually going to be hitting something hard.
True.
Especially if you run closer to the water.
But you still get the reduced impact force. Because I won't get into that.
I understand, but it's just everything. I mean, it's not like we're running on clouds here, people.
Exactly. And, I mean, your body, your foot, padding the foot is one of the worst things you can do. Like, the reason I'm getting into this whole barefoot thing is because we're in these ridiculously padded and supportive shoes makes our feet, like they're saying, actually atrophy. So the muscles in your foot are getting weaker and weaker and weaker, which then translates up to your knee and your hips, and that's where you get joint issues. So, yes, I agree that we need to strengthen our foot, but I don't think this is the way to go, because soft surfaces make your foot splay out, kind of. Think like a cape. No, that's a terrible example. But if you spread out your surface area, it can absorb more.
Yeah.
Force, right?
Yes, that's how it works.
And that's how your foot goes. That's what your foot does when it touches a soft surface. It freaks out because it doesn't know when the hard surface it can go off of is going to be found. So that's why having that much padding is not good, in my opinion.
I mean, I fully agree with you. On my searches of people, though, like, testimonies, YouTube, if you type in Skechers shape-ups, there's a bunch of reviews, and I only watch two of them, because people decide to take, like, a video and make it 15 minutes to review the shoe, and I wasn't about to sit there for 15 minutes, because I already sat through a 10-minute shape-up video that Skechers put out that was dumb. What is that hand signal for?
I hate you.
What was it? You said 10.
Yeah, we have 10 minutes left. I'm just letting you know.
10 minutes left, really?
Yeah, I'm just letting you know. God.
Sorry, I was like, I didn't think that 10 minutes was left. Oh, wow. I'll speed up. Long story short, like, these women felt that they were comfortable, like, to wear.
Right.
Which they might be. I mean, I'd like to walk on clouds, too. I just don't think that it's the most effective thing for you.
No.
And I don't think they're attractive.
They don't look good.
Like, Vanity Tyler over here, I'm not buying them purely for the sake that they aren't attractive.
No. Would you rather wear my... Okay, given the choice.
Oh.
Mayan or the Vibram Five Fingers or the Shape Up? Just aesthetically.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Five Fingers because I'd get a tan one and hope that people just thought I was barefoot.
Everyone always... Okay, mine, I have the brown ones. People don't realize I'm wearing them until they look at my foot. Until they literally, like, drop their eyes and see my feet.
Because the only time I've seen, when I went to Disneyland, like, 2 months ago, I saw people wearing them, and they were wearing them with shorts, and they were different, they were, like,
green and gray.
And I was like, huh? I don't know about these people. What are they doing?
Right.
But yeah, yours are brown, and I've always seen you wear them with jeans, so it looks like your foot's just dirty.
Exactly. Or you're just wearing, like, a thin-soled moccasin or something, like a slipper. So, go back to the Shape Up. My recommendation, or my review, thumbs down. Don't need it.
I'm putting a thumbs down, but it's more of a, like, I don't see the point of it. Like, I just see it being, especially, do you know how much they cost?
Probably, like, $120?
Yeah.
Jeez.
They're $120 and, like, $135 and stuff like that. And the funniest thing is that they have, like, this is where I thought it was weird. Is that their Shape Ups and their athletic shoes, but they have, like, dress versions. And, like, you can wear these ones to work versions. And then they have, like, the gym ones, which I guess is nice so, like, when you're walking around. I don't know. It's just kind of like, well, I would have just made them athletic, but that's fine.
Right. But, yeah.
They don't look appealing. Don't get them.
They don't look appealing, and I don't think they over time... I don't think they'll work as good as actually strengthening your postural muscles. So.
And the one thing also is that in the 10-minute video that they have on the Skecher website about them, all they talk about doing with them is walking and stretching with them. And, like, things to do with them, and it's, like, just rocking your foot back and forth. And that was what... 7 minutes of this video was going through four exercises of how to use these things. I don't think they'd be good to, like, wear at a gym and lift weights with and
treadmill and stuff. I never run with them.
But yeah, that's what it's just like. It just seems very counterproductive and kind of a waste of money.
I would completely agree. So TK, double thumb down.
Nah, that's a mad face too.
Yeah, sad. And, yeah, you know our reasoning. If you have comments, if you have them, you like them, put it on the site.
Comment or throw us an email, podcast@truefitnessacademy.com.
Yep.
So what is your a piece of equipment that somebody could go out today, purchase, have at their house, and do at their house?
But I'm going to go with the simplest.
The simplest.
Easiest thing you could get.
What?
Dumbbells. Two dumbbells. That's all you need. 15, 10 pounds, done.
You're going with two dumbbells.
Dumbbells. Yep.
Dumbbells.
The best thing.
If you were to go out and buy two dumbbells right now, what would you buy?
Depending. If I was a woman, I'd get a 10 or 15 pounder. If I was a guy, I'd get 15 to 25. Somewhere in that range.
I was going to go 25.
Yeah.
Because 25s, I think, are good because let's say you can't even lift the 25, then do less reps, gain the mass, and you'll eventually gain the strength. You'll work your way up.
Exactly. And you can do so many. The reason you can do so many exercises, you can do chest, back, legs, shoulders, exactly. Dumbbells are so versatile, and there's so many, like, free resources online to, like, get exercises from, so.
I'm glad you went with the muscle, because I went the cardio.
Oh, really?
I did.
What'd you get?
The jump rope.
I almost chose the jump rope.
I went with the jump rope, because I jump rope today. Fast side note, I used our apartment gym today. 1 out of 5 stars. Awful. Just, I left. All I did was jump rope for 20 minutes.
Terrible.
And I jumped rope, and it was one of the days that I enjoy it. Some days it's difficult, some days it's hard, but you get a cardio workout that is like no other. And you throw on your iPod, zone out, and you're good to go. High five.
Up top.
Up top. Thanks for that hand signal, Keon.
I hate you. The reason for the hand signals is so I don't have to tell you we have 5 minutes left.
I know, because I can't see the computer screen from where we sit. Yeah, I'm going to pull the curtain back on how we do this. The computer's in front of Keon, and I sit here with all my notes and just kind of throw out information.
Right.
So I can't see, like,
You spit knowledge.
I spit knowledge. I spit out wit and humor throughout the gyms, but I can't see anything. I'm doing this blind. So he throws up hand signals, and it's the first time that I've actually really seen him throw up the hand signals. Right. Like, he always does it, but I'm always, like, not conscious of it. So that's funny. Good times, good times.
So, yeah, between those two pieces of equipment, you can have a full workout in a very small space.
And, I mean, how much are dumbbells cost?
Depends on the kind you get, which, seriously, that's actually a good question, because it doesn't matter what kind you get. You can get the rubber plated, you can get the cast iron, it doesn't really matter.
I will say that the cast iron, though,
uh-huh.
I had a set of them, and they were the cast iron that were, or like, they were, I don't know what they were, but they were, like, painted.
Uh-huh.
That chipped.
Yeah,
watch out for the ones that are, like, they look like they could be silver-painted or uh-huh. silver-plated. Make sure that they're silver-plated, not painted.
Right.
Because the painted chips, and then you're dealing with a rusty bar dumbbell.
We have some, excuse me, whew, at the gym I used to work at, we had these rubber ones. So it was, like, just a single cast one with rubber around it. No. Just get normal metal dumbbells. And get a nice, normal jump rope. Doesn't have to be the...
Don't get weighted. And, I mean, the jump rope, I went to Target, and I think I bought all three of the jump ropes they had.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like them because they were too long, or they were weighted, or the rope. I don't like rope ones.
Uh-huh.
If you go online... Actually, I'll find a link and throw it up there. But, it's like $10 for a good, just normal rubber rope.
Yeah.
I mean, it's $10. I mean, you can get the $2 ones that have the plastic little beads on them and stuff like that. But I find that those ones are too long for me. And I mean, I'm standing 6 foot, so...
You can get...
I've tried wrapping one. You can, like, mess with it a little bit. But I wasn't about to start messing with it too much. Because then I felt like if you pull it too much, the beads get too close together,
uh-huh.
and then it doesn't, it's like firm as it spins. So it doesn't like play, it's not, you can't play with it as much.
Got it.
I just like the rubber one. I got it for $10 and at this boxing store down the street, so.
Yeah. Nice.
That's good.
Very cool. So, in summary, don't buy the shape up, go get dumbbells and a jump rope instead. If you're gonna spend money, dumbbells and a jump rope will cost you maximum $50.
I would say...
maybe 60 at most.
Yeah.
And that's if you buy really good quality dumbbells. And so you'll be saving $60, so you can go...
Heck, if you were on the Craigslist, I bet you could find some for free,
seriously.
If not $10.
Or you could be like the people from our apartment complex and just go steal them.
Yeah, I guess that's what happened. That's why our gym sucks now.
Yeah, there are no dumbbells. Because someone stole all of her dumbbells.
And there's no plates.
No plates.
Except 45s and 35s, because the person, I guess, was weak and couldn't carry them.
Cool. So, tomorrow. We're talking about tomorrow, Tyler.
Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Yep.
Is it tea? I think it's
tea.
Yeah,
tomorrow's tea. Tea Wednesdays.
White, black, green, and oolong? Oolong?
Oolong's a type of black or green. I think.
I actually know the answer to that, and you will find out the answer as well tomorrow.
Excellent.
That's a tease if I ever heard one.
Oh, phew. I'm turned on.
Yeah.
Newsletter. Subscribe on iTunes. And I think that's it, yeah?
Yeah, subscribe on iTunes. We're doing well.
Yeah, we're beating Oprah on our merry way.
We're going to. We're coming for you, Oprah.
O-Town. Sick. Well, I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
Have a great day. Peace.